All right, my name's Edward Jackson III, trombone player, To Be Continued Brass Band.
The To Be Continued Brass Band, or TBC, is one of the most visible members of the younger generation of New Orleans brass bands. For years, many visitors to the city have gotten their first taste of New Orleans brass via TBC's street performances on the 100 block of Bourbon. I sat down with Edward Jackson III, a TBC trombone player, to talk about their conflicts with the city over street performance and about their new self-titled album.
The music on the record is very original. Most of the songs are original songs, what makes this album very significant. We got a chance to make all the decisions. We have a couple of traditionals, like our favorite trash songs that we didn't get to put on the first album. A lot of the stuff is one take. It's not like it's a lot of do-overs and record this again and do that again so this could sound better or this and that. We did the album just like we'll do a set. You know, we pick the songs we're going to do that day and we record them.
You guys are known for playing on the 100 block of Bourbon
right.
At Canal. But there's been some trouble with the city
right.
In recent years. How's that going right now?
We haven't played on Bourbon since November. We went out there and did like one set, and then the police stopped us. But that last year, pretty much, we played on Bourbon about three or four times, and every time we got stopped. They basically kicked us off Bourbon about last January, about 14, 15 months ago. So, you know, we haven't been playing on Bourbon. That aspect is on pause for right now.
Is that the new normal here, or do you guys have plans to try and get back out there?
Oh, no, we're going to get back out there. We're going to fight back. We just been putting out music and doing what we had to do to make do for right now, taking other steps and doing other things that we needed to do as a band, you know, just to be in existence and kind of take a step forward. And we just put this album out. We're looking to do an overseas tour in July. So we have different stuff that we're working towards right now, but the fight for Bourbon is not over.
All right. The record involved a collaboration with Dr. Michael White, the traditional clarinetist. He's been sort of an associate of the band. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So Dr. Michael White is a big friend of the band, a big mentor of the band. We sit down and we just talk. We ask him questions, he answers them. And that's how that relationship basically works. Rarely any music plan goes on. We rarely pick up the instruments, rarely. A lot of talking and a lot of, you know, getting understanding of what we're doing and where we're trying to go. And, you know, what was his outlook on brass band and where he was trying to go and how did he end up where he is? And, you know, how can we get there as a brass band going at these, you know, time.
Where did you guys meet him, and how did that relationship come about?
We met Dr. Michael White at the Asante Awards. The Asante Foundation, they gave out some awards to basically every brass band, basically every musician that's working in New Orleans and doing a part to keep this culture going. And we introduced ourselves before it went on and talked to him. And he actually gave us when he got his award, he gave us like a shout out on his speech and different stuff. And from that, it was just, you know, back and forth talking and going to see him over at Xavier, him coming over to the studio, different stuff like that, you know, and we just finding out, you know, what has he been through, what was the culture like, what is the culture supposed to be, what's the culture to him, you know, different questions, you know, him asking us questions, what it is to us, how we get there, and what can we do, and you know, why we feel this way. And
he's, of course, a guy who's more associated with the traditional music.
Yeah. That's why it was fun to get him on that funk tune, you know. It was fun. That was a beautiful day.
What was his advice for you guys as musicians?
Keep everything free. Don't be afraid to be yourself. Don't be afraid to express yourself. And when expressing yourself, really express yourself. Don't just, you know, go with emotions, you know, accept who you are, like, especially as a musician, or if you, say you have this one line that you like to play, play it all the time, you know, always keep the musicality, extraordinary, You know, it's better to use three-part harmony than two-part harmony. You know, different stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with the chaos that brass band creates, long as you're not stepping on the next man's toes next to you. You know what I'm saying? Play with everybody, listen to everybody. You know, that's the main thing, see stress.
Do you have a favorite tune on the new record?
Yeah. My favorite tune on the new record is Monday Date, the traditional tune. It expresses what TBC has done. People rarely catch us playing traditionals. We know a lot of traditionals. We love playing traditionals. Anytime we get a chance to play them, we like to play them. A lot of the young crowds and the new crowds not into us as much, you know, depending on what second line it is or what's the event, you know. But that tune, that traditional tune, that's my favorite tune on the album.
Where'd you learn that song? How did it end up in TBC's repertoire?
The first time I heard that song, a musician by the name of Flea that played with the Rebirth and the Soul Rebels, a saxophone player, he gave us all that tape, a tape of that song by the Young Olympian Brass Band. And he gave the whole band a tape, you know, and CDs was out and different stuff like that, but he gave the whole band a tape. And the whole band listened to that tape for about 3 years strong, like every day. Like, we learned every song, we learned every solo, we learned everything about that tape, you know. And that was one of the first times an older musician reached out to us, and we just soaked it all in.
As a modern sort of brass band, what do you get out of learning traditional music? What does that bring to the band?
That helps you create. That helps you know what you're playing. That helps you be a brass band. You can't be a brass band unless you know the tradition. You wouldn't be able to create different grooves. You wouldn't understand the grooves of the funk if you don't understand the tradition. That's why you hear certain bands, they wouldn't sound as locked in, or they wouldn't sound as New Orleans because they don't know the tradition. Like, we deep into the traditional music, like way deep, like deep. The traditional songs we do know, we could play them up to the T, you know, and it's going to sound exactly how it sounded 100 years ago or 200 years ago, you know what I'm saying? So it's just in us to sound like that, you know. Fulfilling to be able to be on that level, and then a guy like Dr. Michael White come in there and be able to play on it, and then he didn't have to say change this or change that or do this or do that, you know what I'm saying? You know, all he had to do was come in there and record, like if he was doing his own album or Basement Street or something like that, you know.
You and TBC were very busy around the Super Bowl. You guys did a lot of shows.
Yeah, we did a couple of gigs. We did a lot of work with Rebirth. We had a great time. But we was up at Mardi Gras World a couple of days. They had a festival up on the river. We performed at that. We threw our own Super Bowl party at our club. It was crazy. It was crazy. Everything was a Super Bowl gig, you know, all the way down to the parties in the community.
What were the crowds like during the Super Bowl?
Wealthy. a lot of faces, you know. Most of the band is Ravens fans, not everybody in the band. I remember one time we was playing outside of Mardi Gras World, and they had the Roots of Music out there. We was playing out there. The free agents was playing out there, and it was like a second line parade, but it wasn't moving. That was the scene they was trying to create. So while the people were walking in after parking their cars, you know, you'll see a whole slew of like different acts, and we just so happened to be playing like the Lil Raven tune, da 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 da, and John Harbaugh come walks up, you know, so it was nice, you know. It was cool. We saw a lot of faces. I got to meet Ed Reed, you know. That's one of my favorite.
So you guys going to be playing all the festivals this year?
Yeah. Well, we doing Jazz Fest. I know we do Jazz Fest the last day. We probably the last act on the Jazz and Heritage stage. We usually are always the last act on the Jazz and Heritage stage. The last day, we usually close it out.
Why is that?
Because you got to have a big close, man. You know, right after we go on, it's going to be the biggest act of the Jazz Fest. So we do that, and then the big act go, you know. So we shut it down big, you know. And we always play outside the Jazz Fest. That's where the group originally started, outside Jazz Fest, you know, so it's gonna be somewhat of our 10-year anniversary, really 11 years since we're hitting Jazz Fest now, but you know, it's gonna be big this year.
Well, Edward, good luck with the record, and thanks for stopping by.
No problem.